From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Hurricane Wilma moved into southwest Florida at dawn today as a Category 3 storm with 125-mile-per-hour winds that took off roofs, damaged homes, downed power lines, and brought flooding as far south as Key West. The same storm that walloped Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula with even stronger winds over the weekend kept up some strength as it crossed Florida into the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area.
Off the Florida coast, Cuba also took a beating. There was flooding in Havana. We have four reports from both coasts of Florida and from Mexico, where residents are still staggering from Wilma's destruction. First, NPR's Luke Burbank is in Everglades City, close to where Wilma hit the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Ricky Smith was born and raised in the tiny fishing town of Everglades City, Florida, population 600. So after 47 years and almost as many storms, he figured he'd ride Wilma out, no problem.
First part of the storm wasn't too bad, probably 100 mile an hour winds. When the last part came through, after the eye went over, it was devastating at times. Worst I've seen.
Smith's house lost its siding and suffered water damage, but he says he was one of the lucky ones.
Some of my friends and family didn't fare so well. A lot of roof damage, some complete roofs, some waters all the way up in their houses, things like that, but it could be worse. It's not Katrina, so thank God for what we got.
Over the weekend, it became pretty clear that Wilma would hit somewhere on the southwestern tip of Florida. But no one knew exactly how powerful it would be. Some models said it would be a 1, some a 2. It ended up being a 3. And Paul Wilson, who runs the local emergency response, says it felt even stronger than that to him.
The backside of the storm was a strong 3, wanting to push Category 4 type water into us. And it produced a lot of tornadoes.
One of which hit the emergency staging center, some 15 miles away. That further complicated things for Wilson and his men. And when they did finally make it down the road to see what happened to the town, where many of them also live, it wasn't pretty. A storm surge of water had swamped the entire area.
We have 4 feet of water. We have a lot of downed power lines. We have leaning power poles. We have a lot of trees down. We have some roof peeling.
But to really get a sense for just how waterlogged Everglades City is, you have to see it for yourself.
We're driving up Collier Street on the back of an emergency management truck. Although you can't see Collier Street, it's under about a foot of water. Looking around Everglades City, you can tell this is a town that's had its share of floodings. Many of the homes are built up on stilts. Clearly people who got the message years ago that this is a flood-prone area. For the people who didn't heed the warning, and for those whose homes are on the ground level, nothing catastrophic, but enough that it'll be a long time before Everglades City looks like it did yesterday. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Everglades City, Florida.